This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anyways, let's go to the fan hotline. Like I said, that's where we find Aditi Kinkabwala. She is, I think, currently at St. Elmo Steakhouse in Indianapolis. Hello, Aditi.
I am actually not at St. Elmo Steakhouse. I am also not currently happy houring, but okay.
Also, St. Elmo Steakhouse would have very little appeal to Aditi, who's a vegetarian. Now, are you a pescatarian, though? Will you eat the shrimp, the shellfish?
I am not. I do not.
She goes all
eat
the way.
Shrimp.
No half measures with
but
her.
But she's not a I vegan, like because being a vegan starts to really... That limits your options.
Cheese. I love dairy. I love ice cream. I love cheese. I love Greek yogurt. So, correct. I am not a vegan.
Aditi, let's go right to quarterback scuttlebutt. Then we'll get into these NFLPA grades for the Steelers. Schefter said today three teams for Stafford, mentioned the Steelers. How realistic do you think Stafford to the Steelers is?
Oh, gosh. You want me to answer with like a percentage? I don't think it's dead. You know,
okay. You've
thrown things at me where I've said... It's not happening. I'm trying to think of one. What did I tell you? I told you Ayuk was not happening.
And a lot of good that did him because he kept digging in on it, Aditi.
Well, there have been quite a few, right, Pony, where you were like, is this guy coming? And I've been like, nope, it's not happening. It's not, no matter what the scuttlebutt or
like,
the noise is.
Is Stafford in the Steelers in the ICU, Aditi? Is it in stable condition? Like, how are we looking here?
I don't know that it's stable. I'm just saying that I'm not going to poo-poo it immediately like I do a lot of things that you guys throw at me.
Why is that?
Because... There is enough noise here and enough conversations that it's not out of the realm of possibility. And I think, you know, I used this line on you. I said that I had spoken to another general manager. I think I told you guys this. I talked to another general manager who's also in the position of needing a quarterback. And he had said to me, we're in the dating everyone stage.
You did tell us
meaning
that.
You're going to. I did tell you guys that. Sorry.
Yeah, and then Chris joked about my Facebook usage and trying to cast a wide net with girls. Yeah, we did all that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. You know what? When you were at the Combine, you have so many conversations that sometimes they all run together, and now you're asking me to remember a conversation from a week ago. But in any case, my point is that that's where the Steelers are right now. And this year, Omar Khan certainly wasn't going to paint himself into any sort of corner. So... Any team worth its salt is doing its due diligence on anything and everything. And so, obviously, due diligence is being done. And from what I have been told, Matthew Stafford is not dead on arrival, as a lot of the things that you've thrown at me
are. Do you still feel that way about Russ returning to the Steelers?
From all of the reporting that I have and all of the conversations that I've had with people in the building, everything I have been told is that he is not going to re-sign with the Steelers.
Aditi, let me change gears on you. The NFLPA player survey came out today again, and first off, Art Rooney up three spots on the ownership grades from last year, but that still leaves him in the bottom five in real estate, also occupied by Michael Bidwill, Woody Johnson, Jimmy Haslam. What's your reaction to, once again, the Steelers players rating Art near the bottom, ultimately, among owners in the league?
You read the comments, right? Or yep. Some of the reasons.
The rationale, yeah.
Yes, and so if it's not completely, totally out of left field. They have their reasons. This has stayed fairly consistent since they've been doing this. And I travel to every facility I see.
That's why you're a great person to ask about this, because of what you just said right there, Aditi. Seriously.
Yeah, there are differences. There are a lot of differences in the Steelers building, the way that the Steelers do certain things, what the Steelers offer. And a lot of that is because legacy often counted for something. But we're in a different day and age that when you are being rated on your locker room, on your lunchroom or cafeteria, on your training room, it's not enough to say, okay, well, we'll put up with all these things that are sort of below average just to get to play for this coach that we'll give high marks to.
Aditi, you have told us about George Pickens and what you observed in him, having worked sidelines of Steelers games. Omar Khan basically made it sound like they're not ready to end that relationship, and they might actually be interested in extending it. I think the most likely outcome, at least it sounds to me right now, is that they'll bring him back in almost a lame duck, prove it. We're not going to give you an extension now, but maybe if you play well and you're behaved, we might after that season when your fourth year is up. Do you think that's a good idea to roll the dice and bring Pickens back on a lame duck contract when he sees his peers getting big money and extensions from other teams?
Well, then you have your answer. If he doesn't have the maturity to say, okay, this is my prove it year, this is when I'm going to make them regret this because I'll be worth so much more money a year from now than I am right now. If he's able to do that, then that tells you something about his social and emotional maturity. If he can't, if he pouts and he sulks, then that tells you that he's not someone you want to be locked up with long term. But I will say this, the way that you just phrased that, you said if he behaves.
Yep.
At this point, everything that you know of him, everything that you knew of him before you drafted him and everything that you've known of him since he's been in your building, you have to acknowledge what that is and you have to decide if you're going to help him. You have to decide if you're going to offer support around him. And in my personal opinion, the help that you offer him is by actually holding him accountable. You are not doing him any favors by letting what you are calling bad behavior, your phrase, letting it go. Okay, that hasn't helped him, that hasn't changed his behavior in any way, that hasn't made him any less high maintenance of a teammate or player. So if you want him to change the way that he behaves, you can't keep operating the exact same way. Something's got to change. And you can't expect him at this point to just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to be the consummate professional from here on out. This is a guy that needs some help getting there. So help him get there.
Aditi, based on who you've talked to, if the Steelers actually watched Ashton Jeanty fall in the first round of the draft, teams still putting the old running backs aren't worth it vibe out there in the first round, do you think they would actually pounce on him if he was sitting there at pick 21 based on who you're talking to?
That's a tough one. You know, he is a top 10 talent. This is funny because I've been sitting with as many general managers and head coaches and all that as I can and doing some of the fun stuff that I've done here. And one of the things that I've asked a bunch of general managers is if you could start a franchise today with any one player in NFL history, who would you start the franchise with? And, you know, several guys have said Joe Green. Several guys have said Lawrence Taylor. A bunch have said Tom Brady. It's very interesting.
How about Kent Graham? Did his name come up?
It's interesting. No, but it's very interesting who would start with an edge rusher, who would start with a quarterback. Nick Caserio, the Texans GM, actually today, the first name he said was Jim Brown. And I said, well, that's interesting that you would start with a running back. And he said, well, running backs this past year sure proved how important they are, didn't they? And he, of course, added then, can I also add LT and Tom Brady? But the point is that I think that we've seen that backs are not necessarily a dime a dozen, that there are certain backs that absolutely can be truly unique and game changers. I don't know. I mean, I'll just frankly tell you, I don't know if the Steelers would do that again so soon after Najee Harris.
Aditi, God, that is so interesting that Nick Caserio actually went on record and said that and talked about it that way, only because, like, I would just feel like the context is so missing there. Barkley goes to a team with an awesome offensive line. Jahmyr Gibbs is a first-round back. Like, Henry goes to the Ravens, such a unique attack with Jackson. Like, I am intrigued to hear that an NFL GM is still just saying almost context independent, you just trust in that kind of level of talent.
And what a flex by Aditi when she's even able to have these conversations with people.
No, I love it, and that's like an awesome nugget. I don't know how I'd feel about it, I guess, if I were a Texans fan.
Mosley, it's so funny because you sit here, and think about it. What's so interesting about that, too, is that Nick Caserio spent how many years with the Patriots
right.
who never
the
had
land of disposable
a big-name
backs.
Running back.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Running
they won all of those Super Bowls with, I mean, I think the most accomplished of their Super Bowl winning backs was LeGarrette Blunt.
I was going to say Corey Dillon.
They never had a frontliner at
they
that
won
position.
It with, they won it with Sony Michel as their leading rusher.
Correct. They used a first-round pick on him, which is a cautionary tale on that.
But again, what Caserio was saying is more about Jim Brown and how
sure.
he was such sort of a transcendental player and talent.
Where did he go to school?
And it's not just, yes, we know, he went to Syracuse. In any case, which Syracuse is also the home of Floyd Little and Tom Coughlin, who was a wingback as well.
And Larry Zonka.
Notice he's
anyway,
not talking about current Syracuse players, football or basketball.
Why?
Not a lot to crow about.
Kyle McCord had a bad game against Pitt, but otherwise
no,
he's
but
rising
to,
up
to
the charts.
To get back on this, I mean, it's fascinating that you say this because I had this argument actually with my analyst over and over again about Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry, the last few years in Tennessee, was considered washed, and then all of a sudden he goes to the Ravens, who, as you said, have the most unique rushing attack, and he's with Lamar Jackson, and all of a sudden, look at him. Lamar Jackson clearly makes him better. He makes Lamar better, all of that. But the Titans had no line, you know? So was he really washed, or was it that the Titans' offense had no pass game, and they had no line? You know, like, of course, context makes a difference, but Saquon Barkley wasn't doing all of these things with the Giants, obviously.
Right, yeah.
So you can argue it every which way, but I think that there are certain players that, yes, you do need a little support, but Saquon Barkley would be Saquon Barkley with more teams than just the Eagles. And what I mean by that is that the Giants were that bad, but I think that there are some other teams that have good lines, maybe not as great as the Eagles, but good lines where you would see tremendous play from Saquon Barkley.
Aditi, we got to run because Craig Riley, our boss, just showed up, so we need to treat him like he's a big deal. So we will talk again next week. Excellent
stuff. All right, thanks for having
me,
guys.
We can't wait to get more of your reports from Indy. Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.